This week at Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago, the apes are giving the breeze to tourists. You know how those zoo-goers like to bang on the bars of the windows that separate them from the animals? Well, a new facility in Lincoln Park lets chimps make chumps out of visitors like that. Steve Ross is an animal behaviorist at the Chicago Zoo. He joins us from the Regenstein Center for African Apes. Thanks for talking with us. We need to say that the gorillas are also in on this new technology. Explain how the apes are getting even.
We have a number of animal-activated devices, and the one that you're referring to gives the chimpanzees the opportunity to activate a touchpad that'll blow a fairly harmless, but hopefully a little frightening blast of air on the visitors. Hopefully just enough to ruffle their hair a little bit.
Yeah, I guess it's all better than the old days that chimps used to spit at visitors.
Yeah, and that's right, and that's kind of the genesis of this idea, is that we know that chimpanzees love to get a reaction out of people, and that's why they sometimes hit at the glass or spit and things like that. And this seemed like a fun and safe way to give them that same experience.
Mr. Ross, you see lots of visitors coming through the zoo. Why don't they have better manners? They have to know that apes, just like the rest of us, don't like being aped.
Usually people are so excited to see these animals, they don't get to see them very much except for perhaps on television, that I think that gets them so excited that they want to interact with the apes, and they really want to make that connection and perhaps sometimes do it a little inappropriately.
What's the idea, really, of the blasting of the air? Is it to help us to get to know our little primate cousins better?
Really, what the idea here is to give them control in their environment. There's a few other devices in there. They can control a food scatterer or a mist blaster out of the wall that they can play in. So this is just another one of those devices that we can give some choice back to the animals, and that, of course, is good for them.
Interesting what they do when they have a choice. You've had great success breeding primates there in Chicago. What is the secret of your success? Do you play them Frank Sinatra albums? Or?
We focus on building exhibits that cater to the needs of the animals rather than needs that we might perceive ourselves as humans, so that we have animals that are comfortable in their exhibits and happy, really.
Thank you very much. Steve Ross is an animal behaviorist at Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago.
Have the time of their life. I saw a man and he danced with his wife in Chicago. Chicago.